At the top of the news this evening, Pope Benedict XVI appealed for peace in the Holy Land today in remarks following the traditional Sunday Angelus prayer.
Seguo con viva preoccupazione.
The Holy Father asked all the faithful to join him in praying that Almighty and Merciful God might illuminate Israelis, Palestinians, and nations with particular responsibility in the region so that they might end the latest spate of violence in Gaza.
Perché Dio onnipotente e misericordioso illumini le autorità israeliane e palestinesi.
The Pope also spoke of the need to help victims in the conflict and to resume direct, serious, and concrete dialogue.
E favorire la ripresa immediata di un negoziato diretto, serio e concreto.
Speaking to a crowd of 20,000 in St. Peter's Square on a cold, cloudy day, the Pope also drew attention to the Christian meaning of death.
E meditare sulla realtà della morte.
Pope Benedict said the so-called culture of well-being in which we live often seeks to distract people from the reality of death.
La gente tutta presa dalle preoccupazioni della vita quotidiana.
Pope Benedict said, in reality, dying is part of life, and not only at its end, but in every moment. Despite the distractions, however, the loss of a person dear to us makes us rediscover the problem of our mortality and makes us understand that death is contrary to our natural vocation to life and happiness.
Della morte del corpo non c'è da aver paura, ci ricorda la fede.
Our faith, said Pope Benedict, reminds us that we need not fear death of the body because, whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. And with St. Paul, we know that even though we be separated from our own bodies, we are with Christ, whose resurrected body, which we receive in the Eucharist, is our eternal and indestructible home.
La nostra abitazione eterna.
By the intercession of the Most Blessed Virgin Mary and Saint Joseph, prayed Pope Benedict, let us invoke the Lord for the grace to prepare ourselves serenely to leave this world when he wants to call us, in the hope that we will be able to dwell eternally with him in the company of the saints and our dear departed.
Angelus Domini nunciavit Mariae.
Following the Angelus, Pope Benedict greeted pilgrims in many languages, including English.
During this week, following All Souls Day, we remember in a special way our deceased brothers and sisters. With firm confidence, we pray that all who have gone before us in faith may share full in the victory of Christ over death. I wish you all a pleasant stay in Rome and a blessed Sunday.